Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The following program is pre-recorded. Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Hey, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. The number to call into the program, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Guys, I told you I was going to get back to the reasons why people snap. I'll work that in the show throughout the show, but actually we have a guest that I want to introduce you to. I wasn't sure if we're going to be able to confirm or not, but he is with us now, and I'm honored to have him on the program. Vince Everett Ellison, author of the new book, Crime, Inc. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
What's up, Paul? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. Listen to that applause you get, Vince. I never get that here. I don't know why people hate me so much, but you get that type of applause. I don't get it, but anyway, I'm glad to have you here, Vince. And for those of you that don't know Vince Everett Ellison, I would encourage you to Google him, to buy his books, The Iron Triangle, 25. Help me out here, Vince. 25 Lies About the Democratic Party, if I recall correctly.
Yes, you're correct.
Okay, and also his latest book is entitled Crime, Inc. And what I love about Vince Everett Ellison is not only does he speak truth to power, I believe that as a black conservative, he brings a biblical perspective, which I think is very important in these times, to a lot of the political arguments that we talk about. It's something when I first started out, I started out with a blog called HolySlant.com. It was political analysis with a biblical worldview. I feel like that's what's missing in a lot of today's politics. But Vince speaks truth about the Democrat Party. And you say, Vince, in your latest book, Crime Inc., that the Democrat Party uses mafia tactics to control people and to gain power. Tell us what you mean.
Yeah, man, the Democratic Party is an evil institution. They're a political party that's controlled by a cabal of perverts, liars, psychopaths, and anti-Christian bigots. And they have a psychotic mindset. And the one way that they are compared to the mob is that they have a business model where the most vicious and the most evil people rise to the top. This is a party that castrate little boys and call them little girls. Cut off the breasts of little girls to call them little boys. They believe in 9-month abortion. They believe in allowing sex trafficking and fentanyl to come across the border, killing hundreds of thousands of Americans a year, trapping children in failing schools, disarming American citizens in war zones. This is an evil institution, but also a criminal institution. And I compare them to the mafia and the triad and MS-13 in many ways. But one way that I do it is in the first chapter. You know, I talk about how they are of a foreign influence, just like the mafia, just like the triads, just like MS-13. This version of the Democratic Party is straight out of Moscow. They're straight out of the USSR. They use hits, just like the mafia, to make money. The mafia shoots people with 38s and 45s, but the Democratic Party uses Planned Parenthood. They give Planned Parenthood over $500,000 a year. Planned Parenthood kills 1 million children a year and then give kickbacks to the Democrat Party through campaign contributions. They also use unions. The Democrats use the mafia uses unions to take their money and make sure that it's laundered. Well, the Democratic Party uses unions. They give the teachers raises. The teachers pay the unions, and the teachers give 98% of their money back to the Democrat Party. The Democratic Party uses the cartels. The reason why we can't get our border secure is because the cartels make billions of dollars. They buy K Street lawyers and lobbyists, and these K Street lobbyists and lawyers give money to the Democrat Party. And the Democrat Party refuses to seal the border. They humiliate black people, just like they said on The Godfather. If the old mafia don said, if I had the drugs, I'd keep it amongst the colors. They're animals anyway. Let them lose their souls. So the Democrat Party defunds the police. They'll allow the drugs, they'll allow the violence, they'll allow the prostitution into the black community, and they humiliate them, they demoralize them. It's a Marxist construct. The Cubans, the Chinese, and the Russians demoralize their people. You do what I do. You do what I tell you. You eat what I tell you to eat. You live what I tell you to live. You make as much money as I tell you to make. You go to the doctor I tell you to go to. You go to the school I tell you to go to, and shut up about it. This is the Democrat Party, a criminal organization, and if you get my book, Crime, Inc., you go to VinceEEllison.com, VinceEEllison.com, you'll find that the Democratic Party, the ones that a lot of you black people vote for, is an anti-Christian, bigoted group of perverts, and anybody that votes for them should be careful because they might be sending us over to hell.
You know, Vince, I got to ask you, why is it seems to me that You just made these points so loud and clear, concise, emphatic. It bothers me that I don't hear that from the GOP. It drives me absolutely insane. Has the GOP ever reached out to you to say, you know what, why don't you come along with us? We want you to speak here or there. We really need to make an impact in churches, in the black community. Has that ever happened? And also, I'd like to get your take on this. Are you concerned that a lot of Americans even understand or get what evil is, as Ohio basically celebrated baby killing this week?
No, they really don't, Carl, because as I said before, the GOP could sell a dollar for 50 cents. Their messaging is terrible. They have the worst messages in the world. But what they do, though, and this is just to tell you what's going on here, they benefit from this, and I'll tell you how. In my book, 25 Lies, I do a chapter, and I talk about how Lee Atwater in 1992 became the RNC chairman. Lee wanted to, and the Democrats that controlled the Congress for 42 years up until that time, and Lee wanted to take it over. So Lee Atwater was very smart, and he knew that the congressional districts were drawn by the state legislatures. So he knew that most of the state legislatures were controlled by Democrats. But he also knew that one of the main concepts of any politician is to stay elected. He don't care how many of his constituents of his partners lose, as long as he wins his seat. So Lee went to the black caucuses knowing they were greedy, and he made a deal with them. He said that if you guys vote for our Republican redistricting plan, we will make majority black districts for you. We will double your numbers in the state houses and in Washington. We will make sure, and we guarantee you that we'll never, ever help anyone that is a Republican who runs in those districts ever again. And the black caucus signed on with the GOP. They drew these majority black districts, and then it left the GOP districts mostly white, and the Republicans took over the House in 1994. And they've had it. And since 1994, the Democrats have only had the House for 8 years. And the Republicans have had it for 22 years and control it now. It works for them. And the black caucuses, they keep those seats perpetually. So when Jim Clyburn runs in South Carolina, the poor guy that runs against him might have $20,000 in the bank, where Jim has $7 or $8 million. Maxine Waters right. might have $7 or $8 million. The guy that runs against him might not get gas money because the GOP will not help them. And that's because the black caucuses vote for the GOP's redistricting plan every 10 years. And so the GOP will not go into the black community, and they will not say anything, and black people haven't heard the conservative message for the past almost 40 years. And that's the answer to the question.
God. Guys, man, This is just good stuff. Vince Everett Ellison is on the lines with us. Make sure you go out and get his latest book, Crime Inc. Vince E. Ellison, VinceEEllison.com. What needs to be the message in your opinion going forward on this abortion debate here, Vince? What are your thoughts on that?
We have to look at the Democrats and hit them on the extremes. So when they say that we want bans on abortion, we say you want abortion until the ninth month and you want to kill the baby after it's born, according to our Governor Ralph Northam, who's a Democrat. We call them what they are. We call them murderers. And then we tell them that anybody that votes for this party that wants to kill a baby up to the ninth month, you are going to send your soul to hell. This guy's telling you if you elect him, he's going to kill children. The same way Hitler told the Germans that if you elect me, I'm going to kill Jews. And look what happened to the Germans. This is why our streets are left to us desolate. The Democratic Party has become our God. We'll kill our children for them with child sacrifice. I recall watching Roots when I was a boy, and one of the scenes in Roots that really bothered me, it still bothers me this day, was this older woman. She was escorting her young, black, beautiful black child somewhere. And
Vince, I want you to hold on to that story because we only have 30 seconds remaining in this segment, and I want to make sure you share it in its entirety. So if you could stick with us for another segment, we would certainly appreciate it. Could you do that?
Sure, I'll be right here.
Okay, all right. Vince Everett Ellison, go out and get his latest book, Crime Inc., VinceEEllison.com. VinceEEllison.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you about Relief Factor. What is the one principle that I stand by with anything that I promote? Does it work and does it not work? With Relief Factor, it works. I was an athlete, played college football, also was a police officer for several years, carrying around a bulletproof vest and a 20-pound gun belt that literally tore my back apart. But taking Relief Factor helped me relieve the pain, and I feel amazing. I decided to not take Relief Factor because I felt good. Then the pain came back, so I said I'm never not taking Relief Factor again. 100% drug-free solution to aches and pains. I want you to join me and over 500,000 other people using Relief Factor. Get started today with your three-week quick starter, only $19.95. Quick starter is only $19.95. All you have to do is go to ReliefFactor.com, order now, or call 800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com. Again, ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference with Relief Factor.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine and More, find Pinot Noirs and Cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice. So many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat. Grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Stop overpaying for wireless. There is a better way. PureTalk saves the average family about $1,000 a year on the most dependable 5G network in the U.S. You can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of high-speed data for just $30 a month. If you're ready to cut your wireless bill in half, dial #250 and say keyword spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250 and say spend less, and make the switch to PureTalk today.
Wagner Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
We kneel to God and God alone. The Officer Tatum Show.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. And I'm joined by my guest, Vince Everett Ellison. You can get his new book, Crime Inc., at VinceEEllison.com. That is VinceEEllison.com, and it's spelled exactly how it sounds. Vince, before we went to the break, you were talking to us about the movie Roots and a scene that you were called from the movie Roots.
Yeah, man, it was this scene of this black slave woman. She was escorting her daughter somewhere at night, and she was telling the daughter that the place where she was taking the man might buy her a nice dress. He might give her some money. He might start treating her real nice. And then she took him to the quarters of the overseer, the white overseer, to be raped. And when the overseer opened the door, she said, "Master, here she is." And the overseer pulled her daughter, ripped her clothes, and slammed the door in the mother's face, and the mother walked off. And I looked at that, and I said, that's us. Still, we escort our children to these people to be destroyed. We take them to their public educational system, take them to their doctors, and they destroy our children. It's the same thing. It's a variation on the theme. And they were Democrats. The Democratic Party was a party of slavery from 1800 to 1860, the party of the Confederacy from 1860 to 1865, the party of Jim Crow from 1865 to 1970. And now they're the party of rape, murder, destitution, illiteracy, crime, fighting, dope, killing each other.
Oh, did we lose Vince? Okay. All right, so we'll it seems like we lost Vince. We'll work on getting him back. The number to call into the program, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243 is the number to call into the program. But it's sickening to me when you hear everything that Vince Everett Ellison is outlining here. How could this party even be competitive? How can they even be competitive? All right. Vince is back with us again, the author of the new book, Crime Inc. Go out and get that, Vince E. Ellison. But, Vince, just listening to everything that you just outlined about the Democrat Party, and it's all true. It's all true. And I sit here and I look at how is it even we should be winning, I mean, just dogging them every single election. And it's like I guess people don't hear enough of, of what you're talking about. I don't even understand. I don't understand why the Republican Party aren't like, this is who you are. This is who we. This is who we are. It's like we're scared to say anything.
Well, we're doing it, Carl, because of people like you, because of Officer Tatum, because of Candace Owens, because of me. We're not asking permission anymore. You know, we are not like the Democratic Party that believes that there's a government solution to everything. So I'm not asking the GOP's permission for anything. I write my books. I do my movies. And I say what I say. If they don't like it, that's their problem. I was in the state of Virginia last night, and I saw a senator. They aggravate me, but of course, the reason why the latest poll said that Donald Trump is going to get 23% in the black community is not because of the GOP. It's because of you. It's because of Officer Tatum. It's because of Candace Owens. It's because of me. It's because of Charlie Kirk. It's because of Larry Elder. We're going out there and we're sending the message. And that's how it's supposed to be. See, Jesus didn't ask the Romans to spread his message. He went out there and he just started spreading it. His disciples started spreading it. You saw me on Tucker Carlson. You saw my interview with him go viral. Over 23 views, over 100,000 retweets. Tucker said the only person that got more retweets than me was Donald Trump. Why? Because I told the truth about how the Democrat Party sees black people. You know, this party is an evil institution. It's the only party that wants to allow demented men to go into the bathroom with your wife and your daughter. Have demented men to participate in sports besides your daughter. Allow drag queens to go into grammar school and shake their behinds in your child's face. You know, these people are sick, man. And we got to start looking people in the face, especially Christian people, and say, man, don't you know that vote for this party is going to send your soul to hell? Do you believe in hell? Well, if you believe in hell, you got to believe it when you vote for somebody that says they're going to do this type of thing. There's no severability between that. You are putting yourself in jeopardy. So we need to let them understand that when you start looking at abortion, my job is not to make abortion illegal. My job is to make abortion unthinkable. I want to tell my daughter who gets pregnant that you're going to have our baby and we're going to take care of it. This is my grandchild. And you stay here. You stay here, and I'll take care of both of you. Instead of saying, I'm going to take you down and I'm going to pay a doctor $1,000 to abort my grandchild. Hell no. See, this is where we fall like that. It's our convictions that's driving us down and making our neighborhoods desolate. It's us not following the law of God. Your daughter gets pregnant, you stay here. And if that young man wants to marry you, good. If he doesn't, I'll take care of you. For the rest of your life is necessary, and my grandchild. No, I will not allow you to kill it. Why? Because that child's going to take care of me one of these days. He's going to take care of me one of these days. See, so we have to start making abortion unthinkable. Forget illegal. I love it. You can pass as many laws as you want to, and they're going to find a way. They're going to put doctors on Indian reservations. They're going to put doctors on the shore of this country out in the ocean. They're going to make it legal on right down in Mexico and make it legal up in Canada. They're going to find a way to have an abortion. So we have to start educating our children and our people again to what? God says, let the heaven bear witness that I lay before you blessings and curses, life and death. Choose life so that you and your children shall live. He orders us to choose life. And Jesus Christ ordered us before he went to the cross. He said, my last commandment to you is to love one another. Love one another. He said it over and over again for us to love one another. It wasn't a suggestion. It was a commandment. Not envy, not strife, not you got more than I got, no justice, no peace. I order you to what? Love one another. Instead, we have people around here, no justice, no peace. You got more than I got in income inequality. There's a privilege, the white privilege. But as I've said before, you've heard me say it. It is a privilege to be white, but it's also a privilege to be black. It's a privilege to be an American. It's a privilege to be a Christian in America. It's a privilege to be free. And I'm a free man. My freedom was given to me by God. It is an inalienable right. It is irrevocable, non-transferable, and unsellable. And I do not ask a man for my freedom. I defy him to come take it from me. And if you try it, I got two things that'll get you off my back. It's Jesus and my 38. Come try it.
I love it. I love it. Guys, listen, this is, I'm telling you, you speak to black people like this, you'll get black votes. You have to be straight up. All this nonsense, oh, we can't, you know, the Christian church, we can't go there, we can't talk. It's total BS. You start making these arguments, you win the black church. Vince Everett Ellison, thank you. Go out and get the book, Crime Inc., VinceEEllison.com, VinceEEllison.com. We know.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
We shall overcome. The Officer Tatum Show.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. We asked the author, Vince Ellison, Vince Everett Ellison, to stay with us for just a little while longer. He accepted. Guys, I want to talk to you real quickly about the 2024 GOP straw poll. So I have something that I would like you all to do. Vote for your choice for the Republican nomination for president on our Salem Town Hall straw poll. I want to hear from you in our straw poll. Who do you want for president to vote? Just go to TatumStrawPoll.com. Click on the photo of the person you want to be our next president and vote. That's TatumStrawPoll.com. To vote, do it now. TatumStrawPoll.com. TatumStrawPoll.com. All right. Now, Vince Everett Ellison has agreed to stay with us. I appreciate that. Vince, the way you were speaking in that last segment, I was like, I don't even think I need to go to church on Sunday. But that was just absolutely good stuff, man. I love hearing from you, man, because not only do you affirm confirm the things that I believe. I mean, I just love your passion, and I'm sitting there thinking, good God, man, if the Republican Party heard more of this, if the Democrat Party heard more of this, if blacks were challenged in the churches, and quite frankly, whites, you have white liberals that will acquiesce. Vince, I got to get your take on this, because I saw during the pandemic white liberals and even some white conservatives, if you will, acquiescing, bowing down to Black Lives Matter in the church. And I'm like, what are you doing? If racism is going to be conquered anywhere, it should be conquered in the church. Do we have them?
They've been. All right. Yes, you hear me?
Yeah, hello? I can. Go ahead.
Yes. People have been bowing down to an apostate Christianity for a very long time in America. It started in the civil rights movement with black liberation theology. This idea that we are oppressed people, and because Jesus was oppressed, he would have identified with us, not white people. It's a lie. It's an apostasy. But it started, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. started a lot of this when he was excommunicated from the black church in 1961 for trying to take it over for the communists. Martin Luther King Jr. was after the Montgomery bus boycott, he was recruited by Stanley Levinson, the number one communist in America. He was introduced to him by Bayard Rustin, who was another communist. And they started the SELC. And the SELC was, the executive director was a guy by the name of Jack O'Dell, another communist. Your listeners can check all of this out. And John F. Kennedy told King in the Rose Garden that these guys were communists and he needed to get rid of them. And he wouldn't. And that's where the wiretaps came in. But Stanley Levinson and Clarence Jones wrote the I Have a Dream speech. And they were, of course, two communists. And this speech was a Marxist construct. And I'll explain it to you. See, King said in his speech, he's planted a poison pill in the head of America, especially black America, when he said 100 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, the Negro is still not free. He said that in the I Have a Dream speech. That is a lie. I was born free. My freedom comes from God. According to Thomas Jefferson, it is an unalienable right, a right that God gives you. According to John Locke in the Second Treatise of Government, an unalienable right is a right that is irrevocable, non-transferable, and unsellable. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ affirmed that he gave us this right when he said in the Gospels that he who the Son has freed is free indeed, and that I've come to free the captive. So if we accept Jesus Christ, we are free. So all of this goes to God giving us this unalienable right. But King said we come to government for this unalienable right. And this has made God a jealous God, because you don't come to man to give something, to get something that God gave you. He will not be a convenience. He said five times in that speech we were not free. And even at the end of it, he said on some certain day we'll be free at last, thank God Almighty, we're free at last. And we make our children say that speech every year on his birthday. And our children are saying to the world, we are not free. It turned the Declaration of Independence on its head. It turned Christianity on its head. It turned manhood on its head. And black people started going backwards after that, and the white community started going backwards after that, because they started living in condemnation after that. They started believing that
we were 30 seconds here,
not God's responsibility. And so now we have to turn this thing around. We have to let people understand again that Jesus Christ is the way. Christianity is the way. Living true Christianity will lead us to everything that we want to. And we have to pull this wicked ideology up, root and stern.
Love it. Vince Everett Ellison, again, go out and get the book. Thank you so much for staying with us a little bit longer here, Vince. VinceEllison.com. The latest book is Crime, Inc., all right? VinceEllison.com, VinceEllison.com. Vince, thank you so much for joining us on the Officer Tatum Show.
Brother, it's my pleasure. God bless you.
God bless you too, man. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, I have to tell you about Relief Factor. What is the one principle that I stand by with anything that I promote? Does it work and does it not work? With Relief Factor, it works. I was an athlete, played college football, also was a police officer for several years, carrying around a bulletproof vest and a 20-pound gun belt that literally tore my back apart. But taking Relief Factor helped me relieve the pain, and I feel amazing. I decided to not take Relief Factor because I felt good. Then the pain came back, so I said, I'm never not taking Relief Factor again. 100% drug-free solution to aches and pains. I want you to join me and over a 500,000 other people using Relief Factor. Get started today with your three-week quick starter, only $19.95. Quick starter is only $19.95. All you have to do is go to ReliefFactor.com, order now, or call 800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com. Again, ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference with Relief Factor.
Did you know most vitamin supplements have a warning label on the back? That's because without the synergy of thousands of nutrients working together that are found naturally in whole fruits and vegetables, vitamins are not balanced. This is why Balance of Nature only uses whole fruits and vegetables, no isolates or synthetic vitamins of any kind. We take a variety of 31 of the highest quality fruits and vegetables and remove the water without changing the rich chemistry. It's then ground to a powder, blended to perfection, and encapsulated, preserving the nutrients and making it easy to get the fruits and vegetables you need. So even though Balance of Nature comes in a capsule and looks like a vitamin, it's very different. Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order and get this special offer by using discount code Brandon.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Project.
Stay up to date on the 2024 election by texting debate to 94878 to become a Salem Insider.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. The number to call in 844-900-9789. 844-900-7243. Again, that number, 844-900-7243. You know, I was talking about how people can snap in the first hour. You heard Vince Ellison, Everett Ellison, come on. Make sure you go out and get his book, Crime, Inc. And it's ironic because the thing that I was going to lead into in the second hour, even though I didn't finish all the material I wanted to in the first hour, is this war on truth and how we got to be willing to fight back. I mean, how can you let a party, just as Vince said, this is the party of the KKK, this is the party of Jim Crow, this is the party that literally Margaret Sanger wanted to depopulate the black population, people that she considered weeds, and she did so by abortion. And you look on the stage of these GOP debates, nobody says this stuff. It's insane to me. Oh, we gotta shrink back. We can't talk. No, not only should you talk about this stuff, you should talk about the evil that the Democrat Party is, how evil they are, and their plans. This is what I can't stand about this Republican primary that we see going on. I don't see any vision. All right, let's win 2024. Let's talk about polls all day long. But then when the polls don't come to fruition on special elections or in 2022, we say, oh, let's talk about the polls. I'm like, do we want to win? Or are we saying the things that are going to get people out of? I don't believe the polls. I don't believe the polls. And if you still believe the polls after what you saw on Tuesday and what you saw on 2022, I don't know. I seriously don't know what to tell you. But that's all we do. Polls. Polls are I think it's a very bad strategy to hyper-focus on these polls. Frankly, even the ones about Biden. I will read the polls. You will hear me read the polls on occasion. I do not hyper-focus on polls, nor will I hyper-focus on the polls, because they have been so crappy for the last several years, it makes no sense that Republicans are hyper-focused on the polls. It makes no sense, even in the primaries, because I think there's a lot of people under the impression, oh, man, Trump is so far ahead, and I don't even believe those. I do believe he's ahead. But I don't even believe the percentages that they claim Trump is ahead, because so many people aren't paying attention. And the numbers showing up at the election should prove that to you. And if it doesn't, you're just blowing smoke up. You're gaslighting yourself. But we can win. I do believe that we can win. This party, this Democrat Party, it is an evil party. I mean, consider what they're doing. They're literally destroying the American dream right before you. Even if you don't buy into the abortion argument on the street, oh, man, that's just you Christians. Think about it on a practical level. You understand that our nation will die if we don't produce more babies. You understand that we're giving the George Soroses of the world exactly what they want. These people, I think I was talking about in the first hour, these people want us to snap because they want us to react. And frankly, that's exactly what we've been doing. In my opinion, the Republican Party, in every facet, has been playing right into the left hands. Right into the left hands. We got to restore a vision for these people. And when we're wrong, and when something isn't working, we got to be able to say something. Christian people, you're out there, religious people, Jewish people, Catholics. There's a headline. I'm going to have to go back and find it. I'm going to have to search for it. That I saw earlier today on our tip sheet about the actually, it may be in my stack of brilliance here, about the Pope Francis. That's basically now going to straight up, you know, give his blessing. I know I'm going to make a lot of Catholics mad, but you do believe in God, don't you? You do believe in the God of the Bible, don't you? So you have a duty before God, before you have a duty before Pope Francis to call him out. I'm sitting here and I'm trying to find the story, so forgive me. But it's absolutely insane. I want to make sure that I get this right. I apologize. So this is me scrolling through my laptop on live air. I wouldn't recommend you try this at home because you could get in trouble. But I just want to make sure that I find this story because I think it's very important. There's a war on truth. And if you don't get truth from the church, leave the damn church. There is no your truth or my truth or their truth. There's only truth. There's only objective truth. There's right and wrong. A lot of people nuance this gray area here. Hell no. Sometimes things are just right and wrong. And I'm telling you, a lot of these crazies, even on the left, they are desperate. You look at all these people that are going crazy. You look at all these people that are struggling with depression and anxiety and all this nonsense after COVID lockdowns when it just soared. You know what they're looking for? They're looking for a place where they can find truth. And for some, that's church. It should be church for everybody. And I don't mean church. It should be God. But if the Republican Party claims to be a party that's based upon faith, family, and freedom, then damn it, they better find truth in your party. It's amazing. It's like we want to lose, but we want to pat ourselves. We want to make ourselves feel good. So we're going to talk about polls all day long. Have no damn bearing on 2024 whatsoever. But we're going to make ourselves feel good. We're not going to look at the reality happening right in front of our faces when we're getting our butts kicked in elections. But we're going to tout polls. Yeah, we're doing great in polls. Screw the polls, damn it. Go out and vote and get people motivated to vote. Inspire somebody. I don't give a damn about your polls. It's amazing to me. And I can turn on talk radio and hear polls, polls. Who gives a flip? We just lost. And we're losing the country. Find something else besides polls to motivate Americans and voters. Because the poll crap ain't working.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine and More, find Pinot Noirs and Cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice. So many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat. Grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire portable infrared grills. Our compact everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com.
Honey, come here, quick.
What is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly, B21.
Finding the right employees is a struggle, and the wrong hire can cost you tens of thousands of dollars. I'm Andrew Krabschetz with RedBalloon.Work. Every week we connect reliable job seekers with serious companies without all today's woke nonsense. If you're looking for motivated, values-aligned talent, then post your jobs on RedBalloon.Work and use promo code SALEM for 10% off your first month. That's RedBalloon.Work and promo code SALEM, because life's too short to deal with a bad hire.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Around the world and I can't find my baby. I don't know when, I don't know why he's gone away, and I don't know where he can be. It's my baby. This is the Officer Tatum Show. Keeping it real.
By the way, I found the story. I'll get to it in the next hour. Hat tip, this from Fox Business. Thank you, Zach. Alan Dershowitz calls out Obama's deep hatred of Israel. He should be ashamed. Harvard Law Professor Emeritus and author Alan Dershowitz harshly criticizes the former president, Barack Obama, and college students for their anti-Israel comments and sentiments, expressing outrage over former President Barack Obama's call for an end to Israeli occupation. Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz expanded on why he's never talking to the Democratic president again. He said, quote, I think he always had a deep hatred of Israel in his heart. He hid it very well. He called me to the Oval Office and he said to me, Alan, you've known me for a long time. You know I have Israel's back. I didn't realize he meant to paint a target on it, he said. Man, good for him. Good for him. Listen, if you're Jewish, it's time to leave the Democratic Party. They hate you. They hate you. All right? Just understand that. I cannot believe the donors that donated to many of these universities, and they absolutely hate you. Guys, I want you to understand. You have to understand this. When you hear this anti-American nonsense preached in these colleges and universities, you can bet your bottom dollar that they're anti-Zionist as well. This is simple to me. All right? You have these Islamic jihadists, these pro-Hamas protesters. They hate the little Satan, and they hate the big Satan. That's America. Get it crystal clear. All right, we got a short period of time before the break, but Brent, you got the mic if you can make it quick. Brent, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Yeah, blessings, my brother Carl. You know, I'm Jewish, and I hate Democrats, but that wasn't what I was calling for. I fear godly, religious, moral, pro-life conservatives are counterproductively overemphasizing legal and political remedies for abortion to the shameful absence of our most powerful, moving, godly, and spiritual reasons for choosing life, love, babies, children, and family. And with all of our moral, ethical, loving, compassionate, joyful, and holy reasons to have children, why aren't we gifting these lessons, these feelings, and these thoughts to our beloved and desperate sisters? They can always be provided with much brighter, happier, and holier choices for themselves and their babies. And adoption over abortion by parents who cannot conceive and have been dreaming of a baby for years can become a blessing for all. I don't know. There are just so many issues here. I don't know if I have more time to give any more thoughts.
We have about 30 seconds here, Brent.
I'm just wondering, how did abortion ever become a form of birth control? And how did mass murder of children ever get rebranded by the baby death Democrats as health care when abortion?
I'll tell you, we just don't.
Mm-hmm.
Let me respond. We just have a short period of time before the break. Thank you. Thank you so much for the call, Brent. It's when churches believe the lie that the only places that we should talk about God was behind church walls. It's as simple as that. This is a Judeo-Christian nation. If you don't like it, leave. Adios. This is the best nation that God has ever given man. If you don't like it, bye-bye. All right? We'll be back next hour. Carl Jackson in for the Office of the State.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. experts in residential, commercial, and investment property. We have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.